Hello, listeners. My guest today is Ms. Natalie Dean, who is fairly new to Loreto in the English and Religion departments. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So we just use this podcast as an avenue to meet new teachers to our school and get to know them. So have you always been in girls' education?
Over the career, my career, I've started in co-ed but moved to girls' education in my ninth year of teaching, and since then I've done a bit of back and forth, but I think about half and half now, about at least half my career now is in girls' education and half in co-ed.
Would you go back to co-ed?
I would never say never, but I do love working in an all-girls environment. I remember when I first got a job at an all-girls school, and I was a little bit apprehensive about it because I have no problem with boys, and I enjoyed teaching co-ed, and I had good relationships with the boys, and I thought that I would miss them. I thought going to all-girls that I would miss the boys. But what I discovered very quickly is that the girls fill up all the spaces.
Yes.
They fill up all the spaces that I thought would be left by boys, and they just can be themselves in a way and find themselves and find out who they are and be all the different types of girls in ways that they just seem to be constrained in co-ed and can't do that in a co-ed environment. So I just think, as much as you often hear the girls complaining about it, but I hope that in the future they'll come to appreciate the opportunities that they had by going to an all-girls, being educated in an all-girls environment that they wouldn't have had in a co-ed environment.
I'm also getting close to half of my career in co-ed and girls' education, and as a drama teacher I felt the same. I could not imagine teaching a drama class without boys, especially filling other gender roles, for example. But it only took a few months to start to feel really comfortable. And I agree with you. There's, it is certainly a different experience, but a really, really wonderful one for our students, whether they see it at the time or not. And so what drew you to teaching English and religion?
I actually started my career as a drama teacher too.
Oh, really? Yes. There you go.
I loved theatre in high school. We did theatre because I'm old and before the current drama syllabus, and I did theatre in high school.
And I was in the crossover, so I got to do theatre and drama.
Oh, that's exciting.
Do both subjects at once, yeah.
And I found, I loved it, loved theatre, and it really changed me. I consider myself to be an extrovert, but I can remember doing an oral in grade 8 where I was so scared that the paper was rustling, and I thought everyone could hear that the paper was louder than my voice. I was so, so scared. And doing theatre just changed my life, changed me, brought me out of myself, and gave me a newfound confidence that I never knew I had, and a complete love of the theatre. So I did drama at uni. I went to QUT and studied at QUT Creative Industries, now called, and did a degree in drama there. And at the end of it went, well, now what do I do with this? And decided to do a grad dip. And once again, changed my life because I loved teaching, and I discovered that I loved teaching English. I loved the power of literacy and the way that books can, when you love reading, the different worlds that it opens up for you and the places that it can take you.
Yes, me
and
too.
And I love poetry and plays and novels and all the things that make up English. Film studies, the whole bit, I love it. I love getting my teeth into it. And as time went on, I started my teaching career as a drama teacher and loving drama, and I never imagined I'd do anything else. But eventually, just found that desire for more classroom, you know, in drama you spend so much time working on stuff outside the classroom, time doing musicals and theatre restaurants and one-act play festivals and a skit for awards night and this, that and the other, you know, and to just the power of just concentrating on your classroom teaching and being the best classroom teacher that you can, that I grew to over the years, grew to love, and I reached a point where I decided to leave drama to the young ones, and threw myself, immersed myself into English. I taught English extension, and threw myself into that as well. And then when I went into a girls' school for the first time, it was also a Catholic school, and it just, which got me back in touch with my faith in a way that I hadn't anticipated either, and I actually was drawn to what I love about the religion classroom, certainly in the senior school, because I only teach religion in the senior school, is the discussions that you can have. The discussions are enriching about life, the universe and everything, and the topics that we study, like ethics and human rights and those sorts of things. You can just have such great discussions, and I love the fact that we study all the different religions and the students, it just builds peace and tolerance in the world like nothing else. So,
well, thank you so much for bringing your passions and talents to Loreto, and thanks for coming along for a chat.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.